This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon on my end and good morning to you, Johnny.
Well, we're just back from a long four-day bank holiday break here in the UK, Kelvin. Plenty has happened, particularly in the last 24 hours. We've seen US stocks and the dollar plunge again. The S&P fell more than 2%. It's lost roughly 12% of its value since the start of the year. And we're seeing gold reach further all-time highs. US government bonds aren't faring too well either. So plenty to talk about. What do you want to start with?
I mean, let's start with the state of the global markets first over here. So what we could see over here is that this US exceptionalism team play that has kickstarted since the return of Trump into White House administration has more or less faded or taken a hit. So what we could see over here is that market participants has now starts to face a bit of uneasiness in investing in US-related assets. And that took a dent after the weekend where Trump increased his rhetoric in the threat of firing Fed Chair Powell before his terms end in 2026. So right now, various White House administration officers is now looking at possible options to actually force Fed Chair Powell out of the leadership in the US Federal Reserve. So that being the case where Trump is pretty much unhappy over the leadership of Fed Chair Powell, where he is pretty much stubbornly intact of keeping interest rates as it is right now because of the risk of the US economy facing sticky inflation due to the current way of the administration does in terms of implementing its erratic US trade tariffs policy. So with this latest slew of, we call it uneasiness, depicted by Trump's forceful threat against Fed independence, that causes the dollar to sell off yesterday. So the dollar actually plunges against the euro. So the euro actually rose to a level that was last seen in November 2001. Okay, so yesterday the euro printed an intraday high of 1.1573. So that's the last time it was at this high level. It was in November 2021. And what we could see over here is that as in today's Asia session, the dollar yen plummeted to last year's September low at around the 140 psychological level. And at one point in time, it also breached slightly below the 140 psychological level about 2 hours before we speak at an intraday low of 139.89. So what we could see over here is that very interestingly, yes, we start to see a sell-off in US-related assets. That means US dollars sold off, the US stocks sold off, coupled with the US longer tenure US Treasury notes and bonds selling off as well. But however, this doesn't kind of lead to a general global risk-off environment. What you could see over here is that we start to see a bit of asset allocation away from US towards the rest of the world. So if you look at in today's Asia session, the benchmark Asia stock indices, the North Asia one, the Nikkei 225 is down only slightly by negative 0.17%. That's 0.17%. Whilst, interestingly, the Hong Kong stock market just returned from their two-day Easter break is actually up by 0.8% for the Hang Seng Index. And what's interesting over here is there are pockets of optimism in some of the Southeast Asia benchmark stock indices, whereas we start to see the Thailand SET index is up by 0.8%. Singapore STI is up almost 1%. And as we are speaking right now, the European benchmark stock indices also back from their Easter holiday break, faring not too bad, not as worse as the major US stock market performance yesterday. So as you are speaking, the German DAX is only down marginally by negative 0.2%. And surprisingly, the FTSE 100 is up by 0.4%.
It is quite unusual, isn't it? Normally what happens is the rest of the world will follow the United States, but it's bucking the trend. We're seeing, as you've just said, a minimal rise in the UK, albeit subdued across Europe and where you are in Asia. But normally it would follow suit to a certain extent, wouldn't it? It just shows you just how specific investors and speculators are looking at the United States as a problematic area to invest, bearing in mind all that's going on between, say, Trump and Jay Powell, and the uncertainty around the tariffs continues, and so on. Dangerous territory, isn't it, for the US?
Yes, precisely. So if you look at, watching very closely the price movement of gold, XAU/USD, which is being used as a traditional hedge in times of stress. So right now what you're seeing over here is that as the days goes by with the way the current US White House administration is dealing with affairs internationally and as well as domestically, people are getting freaked out on US economic prospects, which in turn the returns of US asset class in terms of fixed income and in terms of equities. So that actually caused triggered a very, very strong positive feedback loop into gold price in the last month or so, and even the last week or so. So why, as we are speaking right now, gold continues to print a fresh all-time high. So I believe that to my best of knowledge, this is the best run that is seen in gold. I mean, every now and then, every consecutive day, it starts to actually hit fresh all-time high in the last 2 weeks or so. So in today's Asia session, it hit another milestone up to 3,500 per ounce. That's in dollar terms. So it now back off slightly a fair bit at 3,464. So that is still up by 1.2% as we are speaking right now.
Okay, Kelvin, that's the markets as they are at the moment. What about the week to come? What should we look out for?
Yeah, so this week is a pretty much heavy week as well. So for today, at the start of the US session, that means i.e. 9 p.m. Singapore time, you will see the release of IMF World Bank latest economic outlook forecast. So pretty interesting to see what's the take about the economist team or the economist department in IMF have the view on the global economy, given the way Trump's administration is playing out, especially the implementation and the haphazard way of implementing US trade tariffs policy. So market participants are looking for a downgrade of global economic growth. And what's interesting over here is that what's their take on the inflation forecast as well, something to take note of. So will there be a upgrade of inflation growth forecast followed by a downgrade of global growth? So that actually fear of rising stagflation risk. So that could potentially see a kind of another potential movement or interesting movement in gold price thereafter. So on top of this, tomorrow, we will have a PMI day. So tomorrow, Wednesday, will be a slew of release of preliminary PMI data compiled by S&P Global. We have Australia, Japan, Eurozone, and most importantly, in the US. So we know that even though in the US, market participants are more focusing on the local ISM compile PMI reading, but nevertheless, the S&P 500 PMI reading warrant attention as well, given the current context that we are in. And do not forget, we will continue to see a slew of Q1 US earnings report released this week as well. So a couple of big ones to mention for this week is, in fact, at the end of today's US session, that means early tomorrow Asia time, Wednesday around 4:01 a.m. and 4:02 p.m., right after the closure of the US stock market today, Tesla will report a Q1's number. So bear in mind that Tesla, the last couple of months, they released their vehicles delivery numbers, which does not came in within expectation. So market participants were paying very close attention to the earnings growth and as well as any form of earnings guidance for Tesla at the end of today's US session. Why is it important? Because Tesla is one of the mega cap cohort of the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100. And heading into the rest of the week as well, towards the end on Friday, or in fact on Thursday, at the end of the US session, we have another big cap stock, mega cap stock reporting its earnings, which is Alphabet, Google, after the close of the US session on Thursday.
Excellent stuff. Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.